Blog Talk Radio.
No matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. If God is in it, there is no limit to free.
God is in. When God is in.
There is no limit.
There is no limit.
When God is in.
When God is in.
It's not over.
It's not over. When God is in.
Your wayward sons and daughters.
not over. God says it's over. You need to tell somebody that today. Don't give up on your prayers. Some of you believing for some things that the normal mind wouldn't receive because the eyes see it. And they go like, okay, it's going to be like this forever. Hey, stop it. It's not over until God says it's over. Some of you got some healing right now. Hadn't been healed yet. There's some, you want somebody delivered, and they hadn't been delivered yet. I want you to know it ain't over till God says it's over. Some of you believing for a home, and the finance people and told you this ain't going to happen, that ain't going to happen, and you might as well go on back. Let me tell you, brother and sister, it ain't over till God says it's over. Sometimes you got to just stand right there and stay there. Talking to a sister the other day, they told her something about her body. And she said, now, God said for me to stay in here in this hospital till y'all find it. They were going to tell her she didn't have this tumor, but they found it. So I want you to know it ain't over until God says it's over. Trust me. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all choose to spend this time with us today during this review. I'm excited about the Word of God. Okay, we're going to ask Sister Renee if she'll get ready and give us a sandwich. I'm going to go ahead on and do a word of prayer. And when I'm done, I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee to give us a sandwich, and we're going to get started with our review. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. We appreciate all you've done. And your word said we can thank you for everything. So let me start thanking you, Father, for your word, because it's in your word that we learn who we are and whose we are. And it's in your word, Father God, that we realize that we have power to tread over the enemy, and we bind him up right now in the name of Jesus. We bind him up from our families, from our home, from our job, from our ground. We bind him right now in the name of Jesus. Bind him up away from our children and grandchildren. We bind you up, Satan, right now in Jesus' name. The word of God said we can do it. I thank you, Father God, that we can do this. And all we have to do is stand on it, because your word says it's going to happen. And we know it ain't over until you say it's over. Ask you to remember this country, Father God. I know we're in a crisis right now, but Heavenly Father, we're with you. Whatever you're doing, that's what we want to be part of. If you're allowing it to happen, we don't want to pray against it. We just want you to know, Heavenly Father, we submit ourselves to you. It's all about you, Heavenly Father. So whatever you say, that's what we say. We just letting you know, Father God, our hearts is toward you. And if you want to have wars and rumors of war, so be it. We with you, Father God. Whatever you want to allow, we want to allow. We do not want to pray against your will. So therefore, your word says in everything, give thanks. So I just thank you, Father God, that you're opening our eyes. I thank you, Father God, for healing, for deliverance, for setting us free, for being able to mind your word, Father God, to submit ourselves to your word. I just thank you for all of that. Now, Father God, I ask you to remember this broadcast today. And let someone hear something that would cause them to turn your way, seriously, your way. And we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name, and for his sakes we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to ask our evangelist, Renee, see if she's available, if she can give us a sandwich.
Good morning, everyone. First piece of bread to be, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who could show forth all his praise? Psalms 106:2. And we're going to put Matthew 14:2. But they said, not on the feast day. Feast there be a uproar. No, excuse me. Let me go back. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. Amen. Verse 6 says, we're gonna put that on that second piece of bread, because that wasn't what I thought. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She have wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whosoever ye will, ye may do them good. But may ye have not always. And we're going to put inside our shelves. That's what I'm looking for. There we go. Verse 9. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she have done shall be spoken for a memorial of her. Amen. In our sandwich, we're going to put, by his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We just thank him for all his blessings. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for that sandwich. Thank God for you. We're going to get into the review. Our review this week is about Christ is better. Matter of fact, the book of Hebrews, this may be a nugget for somebody. The book of Hebrews, it's really called a book of better things, built on better promises. Everything is better. A better worship. You know, Christ had warned the Christians over there in Hebrews 3:7 that we ought to give the more earnest Eve, lest we slip away from the truth. That's in Hebrews 2:1. It's better. You want to hold on to this truth. Then Hebrews 2:3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? We have a better salvation. It's called great. Then I like the question he asked over in Hebrews 3:6. Whose house are we? If we hold fast to the hope from until the end. So the book of Hebrews is a book of better. And I like the fact that he asked the question, whose house are you? Are you part of Moses' house or are you part of the better house? I mean, I went, wow, what? So we need to take heed, brother, lest there be any of you an evil heart or unbelieving in departing from the living God. You want to stay true to God's word. No reason he tells us that we are made partakers of Christ if we hold steadfast until the end. It's better. The book of Hebrews is strong. It's mighty. It's great. More excellent. So the word better appears 13 times in the book of Hebrews and 13 better things. We learned this week about why Christ is better than prophet, Moses, Joshua, the high priest, better than a Melchizedek, better than Abraham, better than Aaron. He's better than the Old Testament sacrifice, the old covenant. And I even think one day we talked about him being better than our parents. But he's definitely better than angels. And that's what kind of brought us to our text for this week. If we were talking about Christ so much better than angels. Again, I want to thank you, Evangelist Renee, for those scriptures, for that bread. I just thought about something. Well, one of them scriptures really hit me. But anyway, that's another story. But Hebrews 1:4, I'm going to read it. It reads like this, because this is one of our foundational scripture for the week. Being made so much better than angel, as he had by inheritance and obtained a more excellent name than they. I like the word so much better. See, better is already better, because better is like fine, first class. Better is like excellent. So when he says so much better, so much excellent, so much, I mean, outstanding. So when he says so much, I'm only thinking of, man, how marvelous it is, as in a double portion of so much better. See, it's one thing to be better, and when you're talking about being so much better, you're talking about superior to being better. I think that's so good. In other words, unsurpassed. It's beyond grade A. A great age, you know. There's a excellent car. But when you say so much better, you're talking about it's far better. We have a better salvation. Yeah. Christ is better, brothers and sisters, than the prophet. So in Hebrews 1:3, I said I was going to read that, so let me go on and read that as well. Oh, okay. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. We're going to read Hebrews 1, chapter 1, verses 1-4. And I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read it out of the Messenger Bible. God, who has sun-dried time in divers manners, speak in the past, underline past, unto the fathers of the prophets, have in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, who he had appointed heir over all things, by whom also he had made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged out sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better. I just love saying that. So much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good everyone. Amen. From the Message Bible. Going through a long line of prophets, God has been addressing our ancestors in different ways for centuries. Recently, he spoke to us directly through his Son. By his Son, God created the world in the beginning, and it will all belong to the Son at the end. This Son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. He holds everything together by what he says. Powerful words. After he finished the sacrifice for sins, the Son took his honored place high in the heavens alongside God, far higher than any angel in rank and rule. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. So we talked about Christ being better than angels.
Yeah.
But before I go there, I'm going to tell you some of the, I don't know if I'm going to tell you all the reasons why, but I do want to point out this. It says, in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. So our fathers in time past were spoken to us through the prophets. The Bible says Christ is so much better than they were.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So much better. But unless you really study prophets and what some of the things they did and said and so forth and so on, you won't be able to see why they're so much better. That's why we jumped on angels. And I'm going to have to put myself in agreement with Pastor and say on next week, we're really going to get into angels, brothers and sisters. You have angels encamped around you because of salvation. Christ said it's okay for them to be one. We're all on the same team. But understand, Christ is far better than angels.
Yeah. Amen.
In the time past is how he operated. But in these last days, the Bible says he has spoken to us through his Son, who have appointed heir all things, who also made the world. So he made the angel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we went through that. We talked about John 1 and verses 3 and also how in the beginning was the Word and the Word was God, the Word was with God. We talked about that. Then we talked about how in the 13th and 14th verse, that the Word became flesh. That Word is Christ, man. He is God's living Word.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is hidden from him. Nothing is hidden from the Word of God. All things are made naked before him. And I really enjoy talking about the angels so that you'll understand this fourth verse. And until we really get a real good understanding, this you know, the word of God is just printed word. It's like a logo. It's just dead word. But you want to see it come alive, start studying about angels and see what they're here for. See what they celebrate. Because they praise God. They worship God. See?
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about holy angels. So let me be clear with that, too. We ain't talking about no any kind of angels. And we'll get into it next week, angels. Because I want you to know that holy angels, Hebrews 1 and 6, these holy angels praise God. The other angels praise the devil, works for the devil. Yes, the devil has his own angel. That's why it's important that you get these lessons and understand that there's a world out there people hadn't even tapped into. They don't know. When Satan, let me tell you what, when Adam gave over this power to reign, he gave over the power to the world. Not just earth, but to the world. That's how much power God had given him. He could control the weather. And this just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Whatever happened was determined by Adam. The animals, Adam named them animals.
Yeah.
He had power over the things in the sea and the things out of the sea. Adam had power, but he gave it over to Lucifer, which was an archangel. But we'll get into his part. I want you to know Christ is better than all these angels, okay? So as we study, just make a little sticker because you're going to hear some stuff. I think we talked about a couple angels last week, how one angel, not a lot of them, one angel slew 185,000 Assyrians. Is that right, Pastor?
That's right, Pastor. Yeah.
One night. You know, I looked at Ohio State football yesterday. It was 103,000. Not 185,000. That stadium, you'd have had to have two of those stadiums full of corpses to see what all the angels did in one night to get the visual. They was at the horseshoe yesterday. 100,000 people. You got to have almost two of those stadiums full of corpses to get the vision. I just thought that was awesome. I thought that was awesome when God showed it to me. It's like, you know, you got to have two of these stadiums full of people to see that.
My Lord.
Another scripture we talked a little bit about was Hebrews 3 and 1. I want to say we'll read part of that. And then anybody like to comment on it? Want you to comment in the discussion that need to be made. We'll do that one as well. But in Hebrews 3, this is real important, brothers and sisters. We won't do it all today. We're going to tell you some of it for Monday. But since we did go over this week, I want to just touch on it. It reads like this. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider the apostles and high priests of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all of his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who had built the house had more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that buildeth all things is God. And the fifth verse reads like this, and Moses verily was faithful in his house. As a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken Christ as sons of his own house, whose house are we? If we hold fast to the covenant and the rejoice of the hope firm unto the end. That's 1-6, Pastor.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. So, my dear Christian friends, companions, in following this call to the heights, take a good hard look at Jesus. He is the centerpiece of everything we believe, faithful in everything God gave him to do. Moses was also faithful, but Jesus gets far more honor. A builder is more valuable than a building any day. Every house has a builder, but the builder behind them all is God. Moses did a good job in God's house, but it was all servant work, getting things ready for what was to come. Christ as son is in charge of the house. Now, if we can only keep a firm grip on this bold confidence, we're the house. Amen. God.
So, amen. So this verse would have been especially meaningful to the Jew, for the Jewish Christian, I should say. The highest honor of authority was the high priest. For Christians, the highest human authority was God, apostle, Jesus, God's apostle, meaning one who is sent. And high priest is the ultimate authority of the church. So, so here's what we learn. The author used a different picture to explain Jesus' relationship to the believer. He is one apostle, one who is sent, of God. We should listen, a high priest to whom we come to God through the to the Father, the ruler of Christian of God's house. He made mention of Moses, how he ruled, but Christ was a better keeper because he was faithful in all things, and in all that the Bible says, he was faithful as a son over God's house, who we should obey. The Bible is letting us know, brother and sister, there's a difference between Moses' house and Christ's house. So then he asked the question, then who house are you? What part are you with?
All right.
That's the question. Are you going to be part of God's house, or are you going to be part of Moses' house? I'm telling you, the Bible says Christ is so much better. So the writer here explains this and break it down. The Jewish people, they helped Moses, was a great hero. So when the Bible says he's so much better than Moses, see, I would have to get into all the the stuff about Moses, some of the stuff he did, because the Jews, it's hard to convince any devout Jew that Moses wasn't the greatest prophet ever lived. Because he was the giver, of the commandment. But only Moses was practicing what was going to happen when Christ came. When Christ came. So there was no need for Moses' law anymore. You know why? Because God put his law in our hearts. Listen, brothers and sisters, I say this with confidence, and I pray to God y'all hear this. God will put his law in your spirit. If you need to have a piece of paper or book or a stone, you ain't been born again. I tell you one
All
thing,
right.
You're not a Christ house, because Christ, what he does is he put his law in our spirit, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was explaining, well, what God is going to do is going to be revealed later once Christ got here. Well, Christ came, and it's being revealed. I wish, you know what I'm going to ask Pastor to do, because I think I read that out of the New Living Translation, but the builder is one who built everything is God. So at the end of the day, God did it all, and he had a plan for it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And yet they live a faith. Moses, but Christ is faith. He is the author and finisher of our faith. So it don't get no better than that. He is the author.
Amen.
He know every period, every dot, every comma, every semicolon. He know it. He wrote it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Say that. Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible says, if you are hearken unto his voice,
mm-hmm.
when you hear his voice, hearken. Don't allow Satan to not let you hear the voice of God, because he'll do it. Satan will do everything he can to keep you from being one with Christ. I talk to people all the time, and the Lord just shows me things, especially when it comes to who's really in Christ,
mm-hmm.
who's really trusting God.
Yes.
They'd rather trust Moses' law than to trust God's law. God's demonstrated his love in Christ, brother and sister. He gave his only begotten son. And if I could just really sum up this thing, okay, God made him a body and said, I got to redeem man because I love man. And the only way I can get him is I have to personally go down here and do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that body that Jesus had, the Spirit of God was in it. Kind of getting right back to going full circle. So the angel went and told Mary, well, here's God's plan. Remember in the book of Isaiah, a virgin shall be with child. Mary, you're a virgin. And God wanted to implement his plan. Are you willing? You know, that's why, I just put a pin in there for a moment. That's what I like about Christ.
Mm.
He didn't force his step on anybody. You have to be willing to get healed. He'll ask you, do you want to be healed? He had the power to do this. He didn't use his power. He asked. He asked the question, do you want to be made healed? Oh, remember the man when the angels came and troubled the water? We talked about that a little bit last week. The angels had power to go and trouble the water. And people they were lined up. I don't know how many deep they were, but they were lined up. And the first so many to get in the water while the angel is troubling the water, they would get healed.
Yeah.
And remember Jesus had to say, do you want to be healed? The man said, yeah. Or Jesus said, okay, then take up your bed and walk. I'm trying to show you he's so much better than angel. I'm trying to show you that God asked. If you'll come unto me, that's right. Now, if you hear my voice, everybody can't hear the voice of God. They're too busy listening to Lucifer's voice. That's why the writer of Hebrews quote description says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, this is what the Spirit of God say, the day in you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. As in the provocation, let me go and find that. I don't want to misquote it. But in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. Remember reading that, Pastor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
We talked about that scripture this week, brothers and sisters.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, you got to be willing to hear God's voice and harden not your heart. See,
That's right. Easy
to get your heart hardened. You don't want to do that.
Right.
Don't be stubborn. Don't be so rebellious. You know, you never know what test it is. And I'm going to tell you, if God give you a test, it's because he know you can pass it.
All right.
He wouldn't give you a test if he knew you wasn't going to. God wouldn't give you a test to flunk it. That ain't how God operates.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
And he just want to show us. A lot of times he want to show us his work. He want to show us what he's planning on doing, how he's going to operate. But when you depend on your own self, your own ability, that's why we need Christ to be head. I mean, show no head of our lives.
Yeah.
People who work in buildings, and I don't care if they like it or not, Christ is not the head of their life. They might say that, and half of them probably believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they be honest, they know that building won't save them, but they go there. They know that choir really won't help them, but they go there. And when you ask them, they say, had a good time, okay? So where in the Bible you're supposed to go and have a good time? It ain't written. Not that I know everything. I just hadn't found it. You might want to show me where you need to go to a church building and have a good time. The Bible says they always do error. They error in their heart, and they have not known my ways. That's scripture, man. And they don't know his way. They won't know his ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because their heart have become hardened. Their eyes have become dim, blind, if you would, to real truth.
Yeah.
So there was two other scriptures that we talked about this week. I didn't make no notes for this one, but in John 1-3, yeah, we talked about that already. And on Wednesday, we talked a little bit about John 5-4. And let me thank you right now, Pastor, for the job you did Thursday. I appreciate it. I don't know.
God bless. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. You said John 5:4. I'm going to read that to Pastor come back. John 5:4. Reading from the King James. It says, "For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, first after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had." Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I got kicked off. I didn't realize I got kicked off.
All right, Pastor. Praise God.
I just realized that I had got kicked off. Did you do John 5:4?
I just read that, Pastor. Would you like for me to read that again?
Yeah, I didn't hear it. I was off. I was offline. But thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, Pastor. So from the King James, John 5:4, "For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. Amen.
Yeah. So see, the angels, they had a reputation, and the people knew it because there were people who had been crippled. Now all of a sudden, these people and the guy, he's now. And so they had every reason there in the world to believe in angels because they seen it with their eyes.
Amen.
See, it was a host. It wasn't a fantasy. It was the real deal, man.
Yes.
People were blind, lame. It didn't matter. One man who had been sick for 38 years was laying there. And Jesus saw the man lying and knew that he had been sick for a long time. So Jesus asked him. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. The man had been sick longer than Jesus had been on earth.
Amen.
A long time. So Jesus and everybody knowing. So Jesus asked this man, "You want to be well? You want to be made whole?" And the man went on to explain his situation. "Yeah, I like it. But it seems like every time I get ready to get over in that pool, somebody beat me to it." And the water was being stirred. This man didn't have nobody to help him. They would have to help him afterwards. But they had to get in there while the water was being troubled. So Jesus said, "Hey, just take up your bed." Brother and sister, I just want to reemphasize the fact that Christ is so much better. So much better than angel. And next week, like I said, we really get into the angels because a lot of people don't know why it says this. And we may even do a little bit more talk about prophets a little bit more. But the point and focus, I want you to see why Christ is so much better.
All right.
If you don't do nothing, get that knowledge of understanding. In the book of Colossians, and I apologize for those that I may have on last week, I know I had said Colossians 1:3-16, which I meant Colossians 1, and the pastor got some sharp ears because she so heard it, and she read. And that was for somebody, because you need to know that. Hey, you need to see, all the scriptures is good. May not be in the context you want, whatever. And the Lord was chastising me. He said, "Well, that was for a reason, because I want the people to know to dwell in Christ."
All right.
But you see, your head don't tell you that. Like my head, "Oh, she read the wrong scripture." Ain't the wrong scripture. I didn't know that.
Okay. All right.
The Holy Ghost made it plain. This ain't none of my word wrong. All is right. All is good. Now, it may not fit in the box you wanted to at the time you wanted to, but it ain't no scripture wrong. So I had to repent. Had to repent. But I got a lesson from this. The lesson I got is that ain't no scripture wrong. So if you ever read a scripture or somebody read a scripture and say, "Oh, that's the wrong scripture," no, it's not. Ain't scripture wrong. Somebody need to be able to hear it. And you didn't know that, so it went into the atmosphere. Now, here's how you correct that. You go, "Okay, I don't know who that was for, but it was for somebody. Here's the scripture I'm trying to show you." So with that being said, in Colossians 1:16-17, I mean, the only way we're going to ever learn is you have to make mistakes.
Amen.
And then you have to allow the Holy Ghost to chase you.
Yes. Come on. says.
1:16, it says, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or power. All things were created by him and for him. And he is for all things, and by him all things consist.
Amen, amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, that's where I want to go. Praise God. Okay, Colossians 1:15-16. We look at this Son and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him and find its purpose in him. Amen.
Amen. See, it's Christ is supreme, brothers and sisters. I mean, hey, Christ created the invisible thing, and he created the visible thing.
Mm-hmm.
The visible
Amen.
Thing and the invisible thing.
Matter
of fact, he existed before any of this stuff did. Anything. He was here before that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He was here before anything was created. He was supreme. Mm-hmm. Period. His excellency.
Yeah.
And the Bible says he over all the creation.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the Bible goes on to say that God created all things for Christ, and that in him all things exist and consist, and mankind and help together.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In the heavenly realm.
Yes.
So Christ is better than all of that. But I'm going to open it up for anyone that want to have any comments at this time. Anyone have any comments, anything you'd like to share? Because I don't want to get too far into this. I want to make sure everybody got a clear understanding of what we talked about last week, because that's going to propel us into next week and talking about angels.
Amen. Amen, amen. Well, Pastor, I like to read John 1:1-3, because it kind of, it could be a reference verse to the scripture we just read in Colossians. So John 1:1-3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah, but it's just, let me tell you what. Christ is the eternal Word. Christ is eternal Spirit. Christ
Man.
Was here before there was anything, before there was the worldwide wind. Now, that may not mean nothing to you, because you may not have really did an intense study of what was here. I mean, before the sun was on, before the moon was, before all these different principalities and powers.
Mm-hmm.
It was just Praise. Dark. And the dark, Christ's light shined right through all that darkness. And they didn't understand it. So God had to send prophets, after prophet, teachers, and then finally sent John the Baptist. He said, go prepare a way for me. Because I got to go ahead and get my people. Love them like that.
Yeah.
I'll die for them. And then I'm going to let them have that same kind of love. So Tell him,
yes,
when you read John 13:34-35, he said, great love have no man than this, that he lay down his life. Well, I have been reading that correctly, but I wasn't understanding it correctly. I said,
right,
this is the kind of love that the new creation have.
Mm.
So Jesus
you,
said,
Lord,
I'm giving y'all this kind of love, a new commandment. Now, you got to hear that part, too. See, it's a commandment for us, because he already loved us like that. He didn't need to prove or say anything about his love. He letting us know, giving us this new kind of love. Hadn't seen that like that before.
Thank you, Lord.
All I seen was Christ loved us, and he died for us. God said, wait a minute, back it up. Kind of love that Christ given us. I'm going to read it. It's a new commandment.
Yes.
That you love one another as I have loved you.
Yes.
Greater love have no man than this. Here's the kind of love. Y'all getting the best out here. I'm going to give you the kind that you'll lay down your life for your friend, for your brother. This is the greatest form of love you can have. Not the kind God, but just that's what Christ give us in this new commandment, this new order.
Mm-hmm.
See, the old law of Moses, you didn't have that.
That's right.
You wouldn't obligated to love like that. In this new commandment, this love, Christ said, I'm putting it in you. When you get born again, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get the kind of love that you can love just like I love. You can operate like I operate because you are joint heir. That was awesome. I didn't know that. He said, yeah, that love is for you guys. It ain't for me. I am love. I distribute love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But I'm giving you this new commandment. You talk love like me now. See, I hadn't seen that like that. I thought they were talking about Christ, love and dying for us and all that good stuff. That ain't even what he's talking about. He's talking about this new love that he was giving us. Greater love than no man for a man to lay down his life for his friend. Yeah, Christ did it. That was our example. Not taking any of that away, but I'm telling you, that's our orders. That's our commandment. That's our walking paper to do that. Not just Christ do it. Because most of us already know, oh, man, that's what Christ did. But wait a minute. How about you and you and you and you?
All right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, anyone else?
Amen.
Thank you so much for that, Pastor. God bless
you.
Welcome.
You're asking, did I hear somebody?
Yeah, go ahead.
Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
By his stripes, we are healed. Standing on my scripture, I have broken my ankle in two spots, and it's a little painful, but I'm not going to concentrate on that pain. I'll concentrate on the word.
Hallelujah.
They say take some Tylenol, and that ain't going to quite do it, I don't think. Look, I got to stand on his word.
Amen.
Reminds me of a Shirley Caesar song when the house was on fire, and the little boy said, Mama, I remember. Granny used to always say, stand on the word. And I put that Bible up there, and I climbed out that window. Standing on the word.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do. Just ask all to pray for me. Then I'll continue to pray for everyone.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Awesome.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Thank you for sharing. Anyone else?
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor, you want to dismiss us, Pastor?
All right, Pastor. Amen. I just wanted to comment on that one scripture also in Hebrews 3. The subtitle said, Jesus is greater than Moses. So that's what we have to get our head around, that he is greater. And
mm-hmm.
we thank God for that word, because it says, and so, dear brothers and sisters who belong to God, our partners with those called to heaven, think carefully about this Jesus whom we declare to be God's messenger, the high priest, for he was faithful to God who appointed him, just as Moses served faithfully when he was entrusted with God's entire house. But Jesus deserves far more glory than Moses. Just
say it.
Person who builds a house deserves more praise than the house itself. For every house has a builder, but the one who built everything is God. Certainly faithful in God's house as a servant. His work was an illustration of the truth God would reveal later. But Christ, as the Son, is in charge of God's entire house, and we are God's house if we keep our courage and remain confident in our hope in Christ. Amen. So that was from the New Living Translation, and that was verses 1 through 6. Amen. And I just wanted to share that Jesus is greater than Moses. And as the scripture says, far greater. Amen. So we thank each and everyone for being with us on this evening. And I mean, this afternoon. And I think I gave this praise report for Mr. Oscar, who's doing a lot better. We have been lifting him up in prayer. So he's doing a lot better. Amen. Like that scripture evangelist Renee stand on, by his stripes we heal. Amen. So anybody Amen. Going through any sickness, stand on the word of God, as evangelist yeah. Renee just shared with us. Amen. So that's all. So we see everybody tomorrow for the word at noon. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Pastor, and God bless.
Oh, thank you. Amen.